after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, starting with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, he refused. But later, he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet, because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This, brothers and sisters, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Many people.
It has not changed. The curveball in this story, and I know I'm mixing sports here. The curveball in this story lies. Okay, thank you. And sometimes I need, you know, to correct me. Lies in the second part. Okay? There are many ways to take this story, but I'm taking the second part. Jesus says that if the unrighteous judge will grant justice, if pestered, then God, who is righteous and who does have regard for humanity, will grant justice speedily to the one who prays day and night. Or, if you want to say, to the one that is persistent. But then Jesus asks the question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Will he find faith? That's a good question. That's a very good question. If things don't happen as we want, or when we want them to happen, what's going to happen with our faith? What might happen with our faith? Is it going to weaken? Or is it going to disappear? That might happen. That may be. It may be not. A few weeks back, I didn't preach about it, but we had the reading of Habakkuk. And we read that Habakkuk was pleading for justice. He was pleading for justice, and God responded that a vision would come. But until that, God says, the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. That is, faith is a way of life. Faith is the way of life of fearing God and respecting the neighbor and trusting in God's goodness and power, even while being surrounded by injustice. And we all, beloveds, we all are surrounded by injustices. You can call them whatever you want to call them, but we are surrounded by them, even with our own privileges. We are all surrounded by injustices. And sometimes in that struggle, because we struggle our whole lives, we struggle. Sometimes in that struggle, we might have to wrestle even with God. Have you wrestled with God? You don't have to answer me. But I know I have. I know I have. And it's exactly like the fight Jacob had. It's long and it's hard. And it's a long, hard wrestling match. One side, you are confident of God. God's promises. You know he has been there with you. You know he is there with you. You know he will be there with you. But on the other hand, there are the things that you don't want. The things that bother you. The things you have to battle with. The things of the world. The injustices that you have to see. The struggles that you have to go through on a daily basis. Just because you're alive. And you battle with God. And you battle with prayer. And you pray, and you pray, and you keep praying, and you pray with tears in your eyes. And with that prayer, there is hope. And sometimes that prayer has a huge amount of hope, but sometimes that hope is a little bit weakened. And sometimes you just pray without hope. You keep praying. Battling and wrestling with God all your life. And why? And how? And explain to me. But still, you hold on to God. You don't want to let him go. You hold on. And the struggle is over. And you have a little mark. A little mark. A little scar. Like the white streak in Nancy's hair at the end of Freddy Krueger. Something like that. There's a way from that struggle. Just like Jacob had a disjointed hip after the struggle, and he limped from that day on when he struggled with God, when he wrestled with God. That's life in a nutshell. Not perfect, with broken systems all around us, surrounded by sin, but with the confidence and assurance that God is in our corner waiting to be tapped in. See how I did that? In the meantime, let us be joyful while we wrestle. For what God has done, and not lose heart. For God has already won the match. And just say Psalm 121, even in your own language. Alzaré mis ojos a los montes. ¿De dónde vendrá mi socorro? Mi socorro viene de Jehová, que hizo los cielos y la tierra. El Señor guardará mi salida y mi entrada. Él guardará mi despertar y mi dormir. El guardador de Israel no se dormirá ni se detendrá. El Señor guardará mi vida y dará sombra a mi mano derecha. El Señor me preservará del mal y guardará mi alma. El Señor guardará mi salida y mi entrada hasta el fin de mis días. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord help us keep going. And don't forget, don't ever, ever lose heart. Amen.
Our hymn of the day is number 710.